sometimes when people hear me talking about grabbing hold of some part of their lives and doing something about it, well, it all sounds too hard. But there is a place, an obvious place, to start. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we take a look at your foundations from a different perspective. Over the years, I've been involved in building a few houses, and the part that I like the least is the laying of the foundations. You see, foundations are incredibly boring. Holes in the ground, some reinforcing steel, and concrete. As building goes, it doesn't get much more boring than that, truly. You see, it seems to take an eternity for them to dig the holes and set out the reinforcement and pour the concrete, and then they have to let it cure. And all you have to show for it at the end of the day are these concrete slabs. Nothing's even coming up out of the ground yet. Boring. But you and I both know that without foundations, the rest of the house simply won't stand. And when you think of it, the foundation is the very first part of the building that gets built. Every building has to start somewhere, and that somewhere is the foundation. Solid foundations are the platform of a solid building. Yep, when you start building a house, you start with the foundations. So many people spend so much energy building a life, and yet you talk to them, and those lives sometimes don't amount to much. They're not satisfying. Maybe they make a lot of money, but somehow it doesn't feel quite right, and it's not fulfilling. We've been looking at this notion this week of the metaphor of a building of a house. And over the last few days, we've looked at this psalm, just the first verse of Psalm 127 that says this: unless the Lord builds the house, the builder labours in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guard keeps watch in vain. For it's in vain that you get up early and go to bed late, eating the bread of anxious toil, because God gives sleep to those whom he loves. And that for so many is the problem. They're off building their own lives. This haphazard build, often with no real foundations, not even a plan. But as we saw yesterday on the program, God does have a plan. He's always had a plan for my life and for your life. And when we're heading off into the way blue yonder working against that plan, is it any wonder that parts of our lives end up in a mess? Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purposes that prevail. People are going to hear this message and say to themselves, you know, that guy on the radio has a point. God probably does have a plan for my life. In fact, I'm sure he does. But you know what? How do I discover what his plan is, and how do I start to walk in that plan? And that's what we're going to look at today. I'm not sure whether you've ever looked at God this way, but God is a talker. In the Old Testament, he spoke to his people Israel through the prophets. They gave God's message to God's people. They spoke the specific will of God into the lives of his people. And there's a particular part that we've been looking at this week when Israel has returned from its Babylonian exile. They just worshipped other gods. They did the wrong thing. And after a few centuries, God got really annoyed with him. He raised up the Babylonian army. They came and destroyed Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and took God's people into slavery and captivity for 70 years in Babylon. Anyway, that 70 years ends. God's people start to come back. They return from the exile, and they're really slow to get about building God's temple. That they all live in their comfortable timber-panelled houses, but they've forgotten about God's house. I wonder if that reminds you of anyone. And God sends his prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, to give them a shake-up. He talks through these men to his people. This is what Haggai says. This is what God has to say. You people say the time hasn't yet come to build God's house. But tell me, is it time for you yourselves to be living in your fancy houses while my house lies in ruin? Think about your ways. You've planted so much, but you've harvested so little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You put on clothes, but you're never warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. God's still talking today through His Word, the Bible, through His Holy Spirit, and through people who are led by His Spirit. When I came to Him 13 years ago, I had no idea what His plan for my life was. See, the first thing we've got to do is discover what God's plan is for our lives and then start taking some steps along that plan. So I didn't know. I just started walking and just started being faithful to God, and things happened and people spoke to me. And the reason I'm doing what I'm doing now is that I had a powerful word that I just felt was from God through a man by the name of Dennis Adams. I was supposed to go to a conference. I wasn't going to go because I was tired. God arranged it so that I had to go because they wanted me to speak. And this Dennis Adams walked up to me and he just gave me a really powerful word. He said, "You have to go and do those radio programs you used to do." And it looked impossible and it was hard and there was no money. And yet the more I prayed and the more I read God's word, the more I listened to the right people, somehow God lined the little ducks up in a row. And I just knew, you see, that's how He works. You read His word and something leaps out in your heart, and all of a sudden, independently, someone else comes along and confirms that, and God just lines these little ducks up in a row. I want to encourage you to get still if you're looking to discover His plans, to close the door and to start praying and to open that book, and He will speak. But when He speaks, it can be hard to take that first step. But the place where you start building a house is with the foundations. God told His people to build His house. Up until then, nothing was going well. It was all a mess. They were working but not harvesting. They were dithering about building God's house. They didn't have quite enough. It looked too hard. Have a listen to what happened when they took that first step, the foundation. Haggai chapter 2, verse 15. "Now, give careful thought to this from this day on. Consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only ever 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with blight and mildew and hail, yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. From this 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid." Give careful thought. Is there enough seed left in the barn now? "Until now, the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. But from this day on, I will bless you." See, God had a plan. And the moment they stepped into that plan, the moment they laid the foundation of the temple, things started to come together. God will always bless us when we work to His plan. Yes, there will be some opposition. We'll look at that later this week on the program. There will be sacrifices and hard times and pain, but He blesses us when we walk in His plan. When we stepped out into this ministry, when we heard His call, I got to tell you, we didn't have the money to do what we were doing. We didn't have any radio stations who wanted to take our programs. We didn't even have the vision for what it's now become and becoming. We just heard His call. That's mostly the way things are. It's a step of faith. That first step to lay the foundation stone is hard. And yet, when we let Him guide us through the rest, He blesses us. But we have to take that first step. Even when we look around and think, it's not the ideal time, until we take the first step, nothing happens without that. Social media, love it or hate it, it's a powerful reality in the lives of billions of people here in the 21st century. Of course, some terrible things happen in that whole social media world, which is why it's so important to use this medium to bless people for God's glory. So, if you're on Facebook, head across to the Christianity Works page and press the like button. When you do, you'll start seeing some positive and uplifting posts from us in your feed, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, when you're touched by one of them, you can then share them with your friends, becoming something of a social media missionary for the glory of God. Look, we need to be out there sharing the good news of Jesus. Amen? Well, this is one of the simple, practical, and powerful ways that you can do that. So visit the Christianity Works page on Facebook, hit the like button, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that love with your friends as well. I'm Bertie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.